Hello, you're listening to A Little Bit of Python, episode 14. You can send us feedback, comments or suggestions on the email address all@bitofpython.com, and you can find us on the web at bitofpython.com. You're listening to A Little Bit of Python with Michael Ford. I'm sitting down in the sprint halls after PyCon 2010 in Atlanta. One of the great advantages of coming to PyCon is you get to meet some of the very famous figures in the Python community and some very clever programmers. And one of these characters, who I've met a few times at various PyCons and EuroPythons now, is Christian Tismer. Now, Christian Tismer has been in the Python community a lot longer than I have, and has achieved an enormous amount. Amongst other things, he's the creator of Stackless, and in recent years has been working on a new version of Psycho, the specializing compiler for speeding up CPython. I'm very lucky to be able to talk to him. Hello, Christian.
Hello, Michael. Yeah, it has been quite a while in the Python community. I think it started in 1997, and at that time I had no idea what to contribute, so I contributed a website called the Starship.
That's on the python.org website, isn't it?
Yeah, it's python.net. It's now more a ghost ship, so it was a good thing for people to try things out and play around, but there are so many other sites which fulfill this role so that it has lost its purpose. I'm still maintaining it, but it's much more worth to maintain my first project, which is Stackless Python, which came in 1998, influenced by Sam Rushing, who told me something about continuations and complicated things, and I thought I wanted to do that and build
so
a
the
Stackless
continuations
Python.
Are the sort of thing that make ordinary programmers' heads spin around wildly before they fall off, right?
Yeah, and they are actually not the best idea. If you want to influence a language like Python, you should go for a simpler construct, and I did that later on, and tossed the continuations as basic concept,
right,
and went to something like coroutines.
Right. So Stackless is still quite widely used, isn't it?
Yeah, it's used much more than I'm aware of. One thing I know very well is CCP games, who have been using it from the beginning and have influenced it very much, and they are still using it and built a huge website for their EVE Online game.
Right. I think I saw in a presentation that they very recently they nearly got to 60,000 concurrent users.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And it's all Python on their servers with Stackless Python.
Yeah, and it's made possible to have so many concurrent users because the technology is based upon Stackless, which can have very many open channels at the same time, which are all run in a single thread. So Stackless is about doing multi-parallelism within the same process without threads.
Right.
I supported Stackless for quite a while. Then over the time, the support was taken over by the CCP people and other volunteers, and I moved on to the PyPad project, which is about writing Python in itself. And it's
we've heard a lot about PyPy at
so I don't
PyCon
need to
2010. Well, no. I'm very, very interested to hear how you got involved and what you think of the project.
Well, we had the idea. We were three people in 2003 and started that ambitious project and tried to get specialists into it. And we got them and we started it and we got funding from the European Union. And the project went well till 2006. Then we estimated it should be creating revenues, which was not true because good things take a much longer time.
Right.
I still believe in the project. I left it not on my own behalf, but I was spoiled by money. Offered me money to continue Armin Rigo's Psycho project.
Right. Now Psycho is a C extension that you can import, and it adds a specializing compiler, a kind of JIT, to CPython and accelerates it, right?
Absolutely. So in a sense, I realized later that Psycho is a mini PyPy, or better to say, PyPy is the super-duper large version of Armin's new toy that replaces Psycho.
So part of Armin's motivation for being involved in PyPy was because Psycho was so hard to maintain, and he wanted something that could achieve the same goals but was a bit easier to maintain.
Yeah.
But there was a lot Psycho certainly didn't do and doesn't do. There's still no 64-bit support, and it didn't support a lot of constructs of newer versions of Python. And that's where you came in, right?
I was supposed to solve certain problems like supporting generators, and we were thinking of 64-bit, which is pretty hard to do because the structure of Psycho is not really suited for that, because Psycho is inherently 32-bit.
Right.
So at every place it knows implicitly that everything is 32-bit, and changing that means to rewrite half of the code and to make it aware of word sizes. So that's a harder problem. Very easy to do probably for PyPy. People estimate something like a month for doing that. And
right.
For Psycho, I think it's 3 months or half a year. I don't know.
When you started this, you started on Psycho version 2, and you got, you were successfully added support for generators and various other features in Python?
Yes, I made some progress. I worked actually 2 years on full-time on that, because there was a company that really wanted to have Psycho accelerating the financial software. This has ended by the end of last year, and I was a bit without orientation, but now suddenly it happened that CCPain digged in again. CCP wants me to do a prototype of combining Stackless with Psycho.
So that would be the best of both worlds.
Yeah, they need the Stackless behavior, and they are tempted by getting a code 5 times faster, because that would mean probably to have 5 times less servers.
Right, right.
And
I guess being a game, they have a fair amount of numerical calculations, which is the sort of thing that Psycho is very good at speeding up.
Yes, they have a lot of calculations. Also, there's very much simply written in Python, and getting rid of the interpreter overhead pays off very well. So I hope to make a prototype during the sprint, so they can see it works, and then they give me a contract and we work together.
Right. I mean, you did a lot of work on Psycho version 2, and there's a public repository, but I understand you, since then, you have done more, and there is new code available that we haven't seen yet. Is that right? Can we expect a new push to the public repository of an updated version of Psycho?
Absolutely. My work over the last year is almost not published, because that was... It wasn't sure what to publish and what not, and it was for a company that now gave up on Psycho, because they changed their strategies. Primarily, they are going away from Python a bit.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Well, there might have been some pressure. I don't know, but that means I can push. Huge amount of new code in, and it will be many new bugs. And
so you need people, once the new code goes in there, you need people to try it out and report the problems.
Absolutely.
But I guess you'll have a large code base to try it on at CCP.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to test, because many bugs don't show up with the standard library, but used in production code, it gives some problems.
And I heard you might be looking at perhaps a new direction for the Stackless project, a new way of doing Stackless, is that right?
Yes, I actually wanted to motivate the CCP people to support that, but they are interested, but not so much, because changing something that works is not so interesting.
Right.
I have a new concept that would be even more versatile than the current of Stackless. I want to go away from patching the source code of Python.
So at the moment, to use Stackless, you modify the source code, and then people have to use a basically a different Python runtime than the standard one.
Exactly. So this is it's not hard for somebody used to it, but the average user who wants to try a module doesn't like to exchange the kernel of his interpreter, right. Especially yeah. Windows users. And I always was a bit jealous on the Greenlets, which are a spin-off and a tiny project which provide the basic switching capability. Not everything of Python, of Psycho, Schneiden. Not everything of Stackless, but kernel technology is there, and that is an extension module.
Right, right.
So
it's a bit easier for many people to get into, as the, even though it doesn't do as much as Stackless does.
Yes, exactly. So I would like to do the same in Stackless, but without losing any features, which is a little bit harder, because Psycho has the advantage it does not need any changes to the kernel.
Right.
And that means it runs unmaintained since 2002.
Yep.
Stackless does a little bit more, so it wants to know what kind of things it's switching, so it will be able to do garbage collection and.
Right, it's a bit more. It needs to know a bit more about the CPython internals. It's a bit more closely integrated.
Exactly, but the internals will not be visible through patching of the source. I'm thinking of patching the executable runtime,
right,
and
right.
Inserting special code that treats certain locations in the interpreter differently.
And so people would run a normal Python until they import Stackless, and then they get all the features of Stackless available.
Yes, and they would get even more, because when they have their own extension modules, they know how their extension modules are built. They can build support for those by providing a Python class that describes the extension module and how it has to be switched.
Oh, right, okay.
And that will be done on an interpretive level without having to code C.
Wow, great. So other C extensions will be able to take advantage of Stackless more easily.
Yes, and I wouldn't have to do it by hand.
Right. That sounds like a good reason.
Yeah.
So I guess it all depends on time and what projects you have, but do you have any idea of how long that might take to do or when it might happen?
Well, I call the project Stackless Lite, although it's a bit of cheating. I would say it might take 3 months or half a year.
Right.
But probably first comes the 64-bit port of Psycho.
Oh, so Psycho might go 64-bit. There are a lot of people who'd be very happy if that happens.
Yeah, it will happen now. I'm not sure yet if it will be completely open source in the first place, or if it should be held back. That's in negotiations.
Right.
I expect it will be open source. It is the thing that is most interesting for CCP games to have.
Right.
So
right.
I have to do that first.
I did. Well, it'll certainly be a great thing for the Python community. Whilst we're waiting for Unladen Swallow to speed up Python, we can use Psycho instead.
Yeah, well, you will. There's Unladen Swallow, and there's PyPy, both interesting projects. Where I have to say about Unladen Swallow, it seems to be a wisely designed project, because it does not make riskful undertakings like Psycho's unreadable code. It's improving, but it's nothing that you look at and say, wow, we integrate that in our source
right.
base.
Right. You don't think Psycho is ready to be integrated into CPython then?
No, nothing. Never. Probably never, but it will improve. But it is a rather crazy project, and it needs some rather crazy clients to really jump on the boat. PyPy is still the thing I love the most, and I'm supporting it, and I want to convince everybody that even if you are using Psycho now, you will in a few years, maybe 1 year, maybe 3 years, I have no idea. with which speed they will improve. But the idea behind Piper is correct. It is the thing to do. But people always think it is too far away, and they lean back and wait until it happens instead of investing money or something.
Right. Well, the great thing was that this year we got to see some real world benchmarks with PyPI running substantial amounts of code, code sort of from typical applications, and in several of those cases running faster than CPython and even faster than Unlaid and Swallow. So we're finally getting, I think the Python community is starting to get excited about it again. I think quite a few years ago the Python community was very excited, and then there was this long gap while the work went very slowly, but I think it's got to the point where people are seeing it's actually happening. It's actually starting to live up to the promises it's made.
Yeah, that's an interruption, like a gap where Piper was trying to get things done that it had, that it expected to get fast already, but the just-in-time compiler was very hard to do right.
I think they are
now at the fifth version.
Yep.
And that's it. That shall be it. So I guess they expected it to be 3 years earlier.
Yeah.
Unlaid and Swallow is a good thing, I think, because it's based upon known technology and uses LLVM to compile the code, and it has no very ambitious speed goals, but they are reachable. So it's something that can go in the standard, and there's still enough improvement possible to make a difference for PyPI or Psycho.
Thank you very much, Christian. It's been great speaking to you. And
it was a pleasure for me.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you on next EuroPython.
Yes, EuroPython in Birmingham in July. See you all there.
See you.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.